Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, I read an article about four young members of the Montana House of Representatives. The youngest was 21, the oldest 28. All were intelligent, well-spoken, and excited to be in public office. Not to be cynical or anything, but I chuckled to myself when I read a quote from one of them who said that while campaigning, many of his constituents told him to go to Helena and break the gridlock. They were tired of all the partisan bickering. It kind of reminds me of Rodney King saying, "Can't we all just get along?" As if someone could just wave a magic wand and the entire legislature would hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I know that the electorate's tired of the log jams and bickering, but the truth is, they created it. That may sound harsh, so let me explain. The political parties each have a platform that lays out in great detail what they would do if they're elected. In many cases, the platforms contain ideas that are diametrically opposed. One says that they want abortion on demand with no restrictions, the other says no abortions, period. One says they will promote gay marriage, the other says that only marriage between a man and a woman is acceptable. One says they will implement Obamacare, the other says they'll do everything in their power to stop it. You get the picture. These are deeply held beliefs with virtually no room for compromise. Then along comes election day and the voters are asked to choose their leaders. Rather than looking at the platforms and choosing a party, voters in the middle tend to vote for the candidate based on their personality. The old adage holds true. If they like you, they'll vote for you. It's great in theory. The only problem is it's difficult to make it work in practice. So the result in Montana is a legislature controlled by a solid majority of Republicans, a governor who's a solid liberal Democrat, and a Supreme Court controlled by liberal Democrats, all believing their ideas for governing are best. The results of the election make the electorate itself look almost schizophrenic. How did we pass parental notification for a minor seeking an abortion by 71%, then elect a governor who opposed it? Or how did we elect Republicans who will do everything in their power to stop Obamacare, and in the same election, choose a state auditor who's striving for full implementation? The logjams exist because we as a state and nation are deeply divided, and the results of the election bear that out. We're split almost 50-50 on the social and fiscal issues, so the small minority in the middle give us a divided Congress or a legislature and governor from different parties. The problem is that all these policymakers are people of conviction. They have deeply held beliefs, and they campaigned on those beliefs. So to ask them to compromise their beliefs for the sake of bipartisanship is unfair, especially on the moral issues, and in a time of fiscal crisis, many of them see overspending and the amount of debt that we're passing on to the next generation as a moral issue. Is there room for compromise? Absolutely, and it happens all the time. We just don't hear about it. What we do hear about is the gridlock on the big issues, and that's because policymakers with polar opposite worldviews control different branches of government. They were put there by a deeply divided electorate, and until we figure out who we are as a people, Kumbaya is a long way off. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.